This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil is over there.
What's up?
Hi to Mamsie. We just got an email from her right before we started recording.
Yeah, so she sent a lot of stuff over. She said, you know how I feel about your show, but this week just killed it in every way. Over 1,500 for misspelled signs from the Valley. I can't wait to see what my sign brings in for the kids. Mm-hmm. We still have it sitting in the office right now. Just saw this on our North Haven Facebook page. Thought it'd be something you guys could latch onto and do your magic with. She sent a link for a GoFundMe, something about a little boy. It's so sad. I didn't click the link yet, though. Also very excited for the Veterans Gala on June 2nd. Comedy for a good cause, and all you guys are the best.
We need to sell some more tickets. I'd like to sell it out, so that would be 300 tickets, and we're somewhere in the 2 range now. So please spread the word.
Right, we have a week to do this.
Dave Riley, AJ, and Bill from where? Hamden?
Hamden. Little Bill and Hamden.
Oh, yeah.
PJ Walsh.
And PJ Walsh. Yeah, it's going to be a fucking hysterical night.
It's going to be good.
Mamsie said she's not going to bring the gummy bears to this. She also said that the Chatters want a monthly meal just for them. She said they'd even pay.
Oh.
Really? Well, like we go Dutch or something?
Everybody just kicks in at the end, yeah.
It'll be fun.
Well, tell her to send us some dates on a Thursday night.
Okay.
Well, she's listening right now, so send us some dates.
Do it.
She also said, AJ, she might see you in West Haven Sunday?
That's on Monday.
Monday, Mamsie. And looking forward to the week in review. Always the best way to end the week. Thank you for taking time out to recognize veterans and the first responders. So underappreciated. Much loves and kisses, Mamsie.
Thank you, Mamsie.
Thank you, Mamsie.
Thanks.
Yeah, we did have a good week. And, you know, I've been asked a lot in my career what my favorite interview was. And I always kind of hem and haw. And I think, oh, this one and that one. And now I have a clear answer after talking to Robert O'Neill, former Navy teal, SEAM teal.
They're very decorative.
Flubble, former Navy SEAL team member six, SEAL team six member. Yeah.
You'll get it.
I still haven't, but he was really every bit of that interview. We record all of our interviews because we don't want that. Oh, they're not on the line. They didn't pick up. We went to voicemail,
yeah.
And then now we're on the air, or we have a bad cell connection, and all of that shit that doesn't make for good radio. So we record probably 95% of the interviews you hear. That interview came out to be 27, 28 minutes long. Every second of it was compelling. However, you can't play a 27-minute long interview on the radio. So Phil did his magic.
Good job, man.
And cut it down to 17 minutes. And it was the best 17 minutes that I feel like I'm associated with. You know, it's among the top 10 things I've ever done on the air. But that story was, and that interview was my number one favorite interview ever. It's up as a podcast. And if you get a chance to listen to it, I'm going to listen to it like 20 times. Like that story from the training to the helicopter ride over to Bin Laden's camp to landing, of helicopter crashing, to getting in the compound, being a few feet away from Bin Laden, killing him, wrapping the body, grabbing the computers, and the whole story. I was glued. Fucking glued. And then afterward, and like as I'm listening to it on the air, I'm getting a little, you know, I could feel like I'm tearing up a little bit, thinking about all of the memories of 9/11 coming back. And AJ and I were on Long Island, and you know, we were connected to, I didn't know anyone directly who died, but I knew people who knew people.
Yeah.
You know, and we had one girl that was at the station. Her father was a firefighter. She was about to get married, and the father, of course, was going to walk her down the aisle. And I think she was like a couple weeks, a month away from being married.
Yeah.
And he perished in that. And,
Captain Jack Fanning.
Yeah, a lot of connections there and a lot of images and a lot of sadness. And it all came flowing back as it hit me that, you know, 9/11 started it all. And this was the culmination of that, you know, a lot of investigative work and mission. And I'm like, wow, we're talking to the guy who pulled the trigger on the most notorious terrorists of our time.
Good shooting, Tex.
All right. Now, Hitler was worse, but of our time, this is the worst. And in American history, the worst terrorist attack on American history. Like, people will be reading about this 1,000 years from now.
He's in the top five assholes ever.
Yeah, Bin Laden, like top five asshole. But, it just struck me and all the memories came back. And I was like, all right, I'll be fine. This is just like when I started talking about my divorce on the air. Like, I thought, I'll be fine. I'm just going to mention it real quick just so if people see me out with someone, it doesn't seem odd. And then that became, meltdown. And that's kind of what happened on the air. I just went into sobbing mode. And I didn't want to post it as a podcast, but Phil said, you have to, because people heard it, they were moved by it, and you have to post it. I'm like, you're right. I don't like posting it because I feel like it makes the moment less real. Because now you're like, okay, look at me crying. You know, I feel like, okay, these things happen and it's real, but you don't put it out there like, listen to this. But I understand that people didn't hear it. They wanted to hear it. In fact, Jennifer didn't hear it, but was driving home and listened to it and was really moved by it. Of course, she's my girlfriend. She's going to say that. I get it. But also, she's, the number one fan of this show. And so that made me feel like, okay, I'm glad we posted it. But then I saw it on the PLR Facebook page posted as like, hey, listen to this. I was a little embarrassed. Like, you're putting it forward now to like put out there.
But you said, though, ton of support on the Facebook page.
No, it was great. Thank you. But you know what happened? We went from talking about this guy and how great that mission was to about 15 minutes about my reaction to it. I'm like, I'd rather be talking about him and the CIA agent who did 10 years of investigative work on this and like all of that and what was really compelling about the story, but wasn't under my control. Like it just fell out. And, it was one of those moments. It's definitely number one, my favorite interview, and number two, that hour of radio I will always remember, because the other part was I was expecting to immediately get criticized, and rightfully so. The tribe is the tribe. It's like hanging around with your older brothers. You cry, they're gonna be like, yeah, you fairy, what I mean? Yeah. So I expected getting that, and there was none. It was like zero. Everyone was good. So thank you for the big hug. It was great, really appreciated. But favorite interview, and I'll always remember that hour.
And AJ was getting a lot of kudos as well, because in that same break, Chaz, you had what ties everything together. So the first half was your moment being a little emotional, and then AJ comes in and immediately starts making jokes, and there were people who were laughing through tears, crying with you in the car at the jokes AJ started making in the second half of that
segment. Brought
us
all out of it.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah.
Mr. Yeah. Modest over there.
No, right. It was good, because that's exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
And
I find, I'm not good in situations where everybody's upset. So it's a natural knee-jerk reaction. I'm like, I got to make the room laugh
jokes.
I can't deal with this.
Yeah, that was funny.
I gave it a shot.
What the hell? And you made a couple of really good comments during
Marco
the interview.
Polo thing and stuff like that.
Brother. Laugh out loud every time I hear, what was his name? Khalid?
Khalid. Dead.
Maybe Khalid.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what did they say? Come here. I need you. Or
something like, yeah,
Khalid,
come here.
I need you.
I need you. Something like that. Khalid, yeah.
Come here.
Khalid, come here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they whisper it.
Yeah.
And he fucking pokes his head out.
What a moron. Like whack-a-mole.
Amazing.
It's just so, like, what else are you going to do? Because you think someone in your compound needs your help.
I still think Marco Polo would been funnier.
Oh, so funny.
The one that got me is AJ's, he's like, a fucking helicopter crashes right next to where you're hiding out. And the next thing you hear is an explosion and people whispering your name. And you're like, who is it?
Right.
Who could it be?
Actually, Chaz brought that part up. I just did the Marco Polo part.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah,
and Marco Polo did the shaving and haircut two bits thing.
Right. Yeah, that's
Yeah, that's right.
That was my contribution.
Yeah, it was really funny. A lot of jokes. So it was one of those, you know, you're laughing, you're crying, and wow, that was memorable.
We need sex, and we're good.
Yeah.
Right.
We had pizza.
Wow, and then we learned today that AJ masturbates 3 times a day.
Okay, I say I'm potent.
Sometimes. Three times a day.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's a lot.
Thank you.
Wowie.
Yes. All that Gatorade. All that Gatorade.
Jeez.
What can I say? I'm a Tallarican.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
You got Latin and you got Italian. We're born to fuck.
But you're not fucking.
I fuck myself.
Well, that's good. Well, you know how to take things into your own hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm a hands-on kind of guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, still no conversation with the wife about that?
No, we're good. It is what it is.
Right. You've just let it lie.
It is what it is. You know, it's got a good thing going on and stuff like that. And, you know, is sex everything now?
AJ's got a firm grasp on his own sex life.
Right.
Exactly. I know what I like.
Yeah. Why screw it up now? Because you're going to have to go into that whole, she has no idea what I like.
Yeah, I'm pretty twisted.
Do we want to know?
No.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
All right.
We know the feet.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
I don't jerk off to that, you dope.
But do you look at your own feet when you're jerking off?
No. I just keep mine nice so that I don't gross people out like wearing flip-flops.
Right.
So I just don't want anybody going, oh, I put the bed in, which I get anyway because folks are just fucked.
Right.
But, you know, it's my own comfort. When I'm comfortable, I have a much better time. I have a much better life. So
we had a really great time at the, the monthly meal last night.
Monthly meal.
With that crew.
Prime 16.
And your phone shut off, Phil, but I don't have everybody's name, but Emma from Wallingford was there with her husband.
Yeah.
Dan.
Emma and Dan.
And then,
Mindy.
Damn Daryl.
Damn Daryl.
And Mindy.
Yep. Can't forget that.
Mindy would not say a word.
No.
Yeah. Mindy's the quiet one in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She had aliens on her sweatshirt.
Is that what that was?
You didn't notice that? So, yeah, she showed up wearing like a hooded sweatshirt and all the sleeves had aliens on them.
And Beefman came to just kind of like hang out.
And the meat.
And it turned out that one person didn't show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, hey, if you want to sit and eat. He's like, oh.
Yeah, I think he sabotaged them.
But then he kept talking.
Yes, he did.
Just wouldn't stop talking.
He sabotaged
us. Oh, my God. He's the talker. Mark the Plumber.
Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
Looks
kind of like Mike Riccio.
That's what I thought, too. When he first came in.
I thought it was Mike Riccio. I'm like, oh, Mike Riccio. I'm like, no, it's not.
And so he's one of there was a lot of people who listened since they were kids, you know, back to Stone Man. And Mark was one of them. Bob listens every morning. Scott, who has won a million things from the radio station.
Yeah, he kind of boasted about it, actually.
Like he's got a system.
Yeah, he's got a whole formula.
And then James, and then Pat.
Yep.
James and Pat have been best friends since, like, third grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe grade school, even earlier. Yep.
And Pat, you were walking around, Pam, asking everybody questions.
Yep. So I was asking them two questions. If they had a question about the show or about one of us, they always wanted to ask.
Right.
And the second one was to describe each of us before you saw what we looked like, to describe what you pictured us to look like in your head.
Right.
So I went around the room and I asked everyone. So I went up to Pat and I asked him that question. How did you picture us to look like before you met us tonight? And his response was, I'm blind.
So you didn't notice his
blind person stick right in front of him on the table? The stick. I just saw his very thick glasses, but I didn't think if you're blind, you need glasses.
He looks like Bubbles on
Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, they're very, very thick. So I just thought he just has really bad eyesight. That's why he needs vision. A really strong glasses. I didn't see the stick. What? Sorry.
You were kind of wrong. He did a bad vision.
But you know what? He would have been the best person to ask. Okay, then.
Yeah.
So what do you think everybody looks
in your mind,
like?
I did.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He
wasn't close?
No, he
didn't.
He
didn't want to play along?
He didn't have, like, something that he pictured us to look like, really.
Didn't see eye to eye, basically.
He's got to have some picture, right?
He must, yeah.
Yeah. But what a great time. Good time. Food amazing. People amazing. And we want to do it again. And thanks to Prime 16.
Yep. Always amazing.
Pam, what do you got?
That was actually going to be mine.
Oh, yeah?
But I could think of something else.
Mm. All right, we'll come back around. One of the things during that is we all assessed as a panel AJ's amazing story about Eddie going into the wheel well.
Eddie Bedell, yep.
Eddie getting out of the car, and then he goes in the wheel well and does a full circumference inside the wheel well.
Yep, one whole revolution.
Yeah. It got to a point, it was funny, and then as it progressed, I could see AJ's enthusiasm for the bit was getting lower.
Well, it started turning into full-on attack mode, and I'm like, I got an entire freaking room of people coming at me.
Right.
It's like there's like the movie 300.
Yeah, I didn't know how to shut it down, because I started it, and then I see it's like, wow, they've really took to this. Everyone's debating different scenarios.
At that moment, I'm like, why do I ever open my mouth ever?
Yeah.
There are people Googling photos. There are people asking questions about, like, the... But we did learn some details, though, that we didn't know before.
They thought they were fucking Quincy.
I never knew anyway. Or at least I don't remember that there was a second car in
behind.
The story.
Right.
I never heard that
That's
before
how
either.
You saw it. Yeah, everyone was being a detective.
But anyway, yes, sorry about that, AJ.
And what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's over.
Phil, what do you have?
So, yeah, we were talking about some of the people that were there, and I was getting some kudos about the sports. They're like, we love listening to the sports. But one guy was like, how come you never talk about hockey? I was like, we did. I was like, we mentioned it. It was the first thing that we mentioned in every break. He's like, yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, but you didn't really talk about it. I was like, well, we're going to talk about the teams that are local. So if the Celtics are playing, that's going to be the local team that we're talking about.
Right.
But that felt good to hear, because, you know, it's a small part of each hour that we do.
Right.
So, you know, I know that we have tried talking about it differently, because I know that AJ and Pam specifically aren't huge sports fans, to put it mildly.
You do a wonderful job at sports.
You do.
Sports is just not my thing.
It's fine, though. You know, like, Pam was even given, she was like, get fact checker Phil on the story you were talking about. I was like, I will never go up against AJ when it comes to car specs. I know nothing, and right. I know my place is just to take him at his word, because I don't know shit about cars. But I am passionate about sports. So that was nice to hear. I did like that.
Yeah.
But
Amanda couldn't make it, but she had asked me to bring home the mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. So the guy even asked, he's like, well, do you want like a full serving or do you want like a side serving? I'm like, yeah, give me the fucking full serving if we're going
to
get it.
I heard that. There was a pause. And I thought to myself, oh, you got to go with the full size.
You got
to
get the full size.
Full size.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. So I get home and she had already ordered herself sushi. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll put it in the fridge. You have it for lunch tomorrow, whatever. And as we're going, she's like, did you try any? I was like, no, I had a whole free meal. I didn't.
Right.
She's like, well, was the mac and cheese part of the meal? I was like, no, I got it separate for you. She's like, well, I didn't mean to do that. I'm like, you just said, get me mac and cheese. It wasn't even a question.
Right.
No matter what
happens. If
you
have mac and cheese, bring it home.
No, it was get me mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So then she's like, well, what's in it? Is there anything in it? I go, I got to be honest. I didn't even open the fucking box. I ate so well. I didn't even look in there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she was like, all right, well, I don't really like breadcrumbs on my mac and cheese because it, like, I don't like the different textures. So I had to take a peek this morning. Fucking breadcrumbs all over.
Oh,
nice.
Well,
that means it's yours then.
I don't like
it's
right?
your mac and cheese.
No, it's got to be creamy. You don't want crunchy crap on there.
I like
unless
a little crunchy.
Bacon or
I
some
like
kind
crunchy.
Of meat in there.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. You can definitely put too much of it. I agree with AJ on that. You can
yeah, I don't
put too
dry
much.
It out.
But I do like it when it's separate. I don't like when you mix it all in. It should be on the top and like baked to a nice crust and that's it. I don't want it in every bite.
No. Yeah.
And so in that situation, you can take a little in every bite or you can push it off to the side and eat the rest of it. So it's your option if you just put a layer on the top.
Yeah. And I was also, I brought home almost all of the brisket. So that's going to be my lunch today.
Nice.
And
nice.
We got to fight our way through the Memorial Day traffic down to Philadelphia this weekend for my cousin's wedding.
It's obvious neither one of you smoke pot in the house. Otherwise, I'd be gone. By
yeah.
Now.
Right?
And it doesn't matter what's on it. You got broken glass. You'll pick through it.
Yep. You can put shit on. You'll eat it.
Mm-hmm. Still good.
What's up with you, AJ?
Nothing. Just looking forward to getting my marbles back this weekend. And then I got a comedy show. I believe it's for the Wolcott softball team fundraiser on Sunday. I think it's in Wolcott. That makes more sense. I ask Dave all the time. He tells me kind of like,
oh my God.
Dave's like, Dave tells me on a need to know basis.
So he'll tell you that day where it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, tell him what time we're loading in and everything else. We'll load everything up. We'll set everything up. We'll get changed and then we'll go on, hit it. And then we break down and then we're off to the next gig. So, Sunday we're doing a thing. And then Monday, I have this West Haven Memorial Day parade. If it doesn't rain, so Drew's going to let me know in the morning what the verdict is, because last year it got rained out. So I guess this is just a regular thing for Memorial Day weekends in West Haven. So what happens? So, like I said, I'm probably going to drink heavily tonight. Matter of fact, I guarantee I'm going to. And and it's just going to, you know, just try and chill.
All right, so setting an alarm to call AJ at 12:15.
I'll probably, yep.
Record that call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A good one.
I'll be, yeah, well, if I'm able to find the phone, sure.
Yeah.
One of the things that came out during the week while the job career guy was on was Pam's alternate life.
Oh, yeah.
Her fantasy life. It's like she daydreams, but she'll daydream the same scenario over and over, adding and adjusting the story
while she drives.
And it seems like every story, she's the hero of the story.
Yep, every story. There's actually a part in it that I can't believe I'm so mad at myself that
you forgot
left
last
out
night?
Yesterday. Yeah, when I was
directed
telling.
Floor?
I'm so mad because it's probably the most ridiculous part. Is that when you flash forward, so when I save that person, I become rescue girl, and then the news come to interview me about rescuing the mom and the baby. In real life, I have gone into my bathroom and looked at myself in the mirror and conduct the interview out loud.
This is not crazy at all. I can't. No, see, if you want to be a true, really fun, cool superhero, you have to, like, leave something, like, you have to, like, disappear. After you help somebody, you just leave something behind, like the Lone Ranger left the silver bullet, he'd always take off and, like, leave a silver bullet.
Man, that's psychotic.
Okay, so I'm not the only person who thinks this.
Oh,
thank
no,
you.
That's like you're separating, no, your brain is separating into, like, that is... It's not an alternate or
yeah,
fantasy.
Yeah, this is possible. Take that a pink pill every day.
You're like, there's two coexisting people now. You interviewed yourself in the mirror.
So I'll look at myself, and in my head, I'll think of the questions. Like, I pretend like there's a reporter talking to me. So I'm not asking the questions as the reporter. I just think of the question, but then I answer out loud in the mirror to myself. And then I'm, like, talking, like, doing the interview, and I watch how I look doing it. And I don't know how I completely forgot that part out last night, because that's the weirdest part of the whole
thing. Yeah.
I think because everybody was asking questions and it, like, threw me off, and I just forgot to add that part in, but I just thought of it right now.
So when Pam first started working here, Chaz, you had a great question, because our boss, Keith, was like, you know, she just failed her way up the entire time she's been here. We haven't been able to get rid of her. But now we literally had nowhere else to put her. And then you guys, like, happen to be looking for someone at the perfect time. Like, this is just Pam's life. And you were like, how can you fail for so long and still be such a happy person? Because she just lives an alternate life. She interviews herself and is like, that went well. And then just, like, she's happy.
Right.
And everything else just goes away.
Yeah, when things are going bad in my life, not bad, but, like, you know, not great.
Not a great day.
Yeah, not a great day. I'm like, okay, well, I have
other
things going on.
I'm
going to
go save a mom and a baby.
Yeah, I'm going to save a mom and a baby.
Then do an awesome interview and become an internet sensation.
I just
and get on Conan.
I just turned to pot.
What?
I just turned to pot.
So, yeah.
That's a new bit, by the way. And thanks to Zoe Pizza, Zoe's Pizza, for dropping off pizza. I'm eating it right now.
So good.
That's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
Later.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to this. And subscribe to our podcast, share it on your social media, and please comment, because that helps the cause.
Motherfucker!
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.